One thing we need to do is we need to record a sort of advert for the live show.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea.
Which is now sold out, but they can still buy live stream.
Those streamers.
Also, we sold out that room quite quickly, which was obviously very pleasing. So should we move up to the O2?
It's probably time, isn't it?
I think it holds 20,000, which is more people than the number of people who regularly listen to this podcast by a bit of a margin. But I think we can do it.
It feels like you should strike early with these things.
I mean, I think hiring the O2 Arena is going to be expensive. There's going to be an expensive outlay to begin with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how does remortgaging a property work? Like, is it that you put down a new deposit?
They talk you through all this at the debtor's jail. So I wouldn't worry.
So I'll be mortgage free once we've done the gig. That's all it is. I just need to cover myself for like a 12-hour period or something for the accounts to clear from the O2 back into my account. So all I need is to get through that period by selling everything I own.
I think financial admin wise, you're probably looking at doing a little bit of prison time anyway at some point. So okay. I just try and talk to one of your representatives and see if you could just get it funneled all into one glut.
Okay.
Just do a year, negotiate a year somewhere.
Right.
And then just start from scratch, I think, after that, probably.
So you're saying that Henry should consolidate all of his financial crimes into one kind of...
I think so.
One stint in prison.
Yeah.
One stint.
Yeah.
And then, it's clean slate time after that.
I'd be up for doing preemptive time, almost, just by myself, you know.
Some crime time.
Yeah.
Get myself a bit of leeway for future, you know what I mean? Like, almost get it out of the way now. Why not get it out of the way now?
And then stick up a news agents.
Well, exactly. Well, then I've just got options, haven't I? So I could go out in the world going, I've already done 3 years of time. I've got open to me. I've got the option of, ripping off a post office, doing a bit of tax.
Bit of pension fraud.
Bit of pension fraud.
Yeah.
Light arson, I could probably nick a car.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you've got that in the back pocket.
You've also got the freedom to park on double yellow lines anywhere you want.
Willy-nilly. That kind of stuff, willy-nilly. Like minor council stuff, park wherever I want.
Like being a diplomat. Mm.
Just take shopping trolleys and just shove them out into the main road. Whatever I fancy.
Fly-tipping left, right and bloody centre, right? Just buying sofas and just dumping them out of the car when you've barely left the car park, right? Yeah. So freeing.
Sorry, mate, this is... This is one of the runways at Gatwick, mate. What are you doing? I'm having a barbecue. I've done 3 years in Belmarsh and I'm having some sausages.
Oh, you did Belmarsh?
I went for Belmarsh. Do you want to just shuffle off and explain to the passengers they're going to have to wait? No, you can't have a sausage. I did 3 years, mate. You cannot have a sausage.
So is this still an advert for a live show?
By which we mean... Please do come and see our live show or live stream our live show at the London Comedy... No, at the London... The Podcast Festival.
London Podcast Festival.
In September at some point.
I think our show is on the 2nd of September, which is a Thursday evening at 7 p.m. British time. And I think it's sold out, unfortunately. But you can live stream your way in.
Mm-hmm.
I think to find tickets, go to... It's in a venue called King's Place. Look up King's Place on search engine of your choice. And also put the ticket link in the episode description for this little episode.
Don't quite know what it is yet, do we? But, it'd be something like this.
It's your chance to see, the next Clarkson, May and Hammond.
Yeah. We're angling for Top Gear, aren't we? That's what we're doing. This is the long game is Top Gear.
Yeah, we've not mentioned that, but now we're on Series 2. Let's be bald about this. This whole thing was just
That's
about...
what we're going for.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, two of us only know about the Hyundai i10.
Yes. Well, it'll be a different show. Absolutely.
We believe that we could string that out, probably.
Henry's got a Mini, I think.
I've got a Mini. Mm. I've got a Mini.
Yeah. Yes, it's going to be quite small car-based.
And it'll be more from the user interface with the car rather than knowing about all the internal stuff, won't it? It'll be more like... Getting in, getting out, putting your seatbelt on.
Where's the handbrake?
Where's the handbrake? What are you keeping in the little side drawers? That kind of stuff.
We might talk about why they don't seem to use a handbrake much in America. What's that little stick on the side of the wheel that they do instead? Always wondered about that.
They're all automatics in America.
They're all automatic.
I can't drive stick.
Oh my God, it's stick.
The death of electronic cigarette lighters in the modern day car.
They've now become USB charging ports, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
So it's this kind of thing. It's quite good.
We don't want to waste it all now because this is good stuff. Yeah, this is really good, you know.
Right, what's going on then? Have we laid down some content there?
So this is still the advert for our live show.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so come to the live show. Okay, let's put it this way. Don't want to give too much away, but there's going to be a couple of... Let's put it this way. There's going to be a couple of surprises that are, pretty... Just, I don't want to say too much now.
Are you going to be giving away some white goods? Because you shouldn't make that sort of promise unless you can really back it up.
Henry's raffling off a fridge freezer.
I've got a Zanussi kettle burning a hole in my work surface, which is why I'm getting rid of it. In all seriousness, but put it this way, celebrities, a bit of high-tech stuff, and
recipe suggestions,
laser shows, all of these things are in the mix. Can't guarantee any of them will happen.
Well, laser pen,
you can get one on Amazon. There may be a laser pen.
Yeah,
I was thinking we could sort of suggest there was something surprising happening, then work on that between now and then.
Sort of throw down the gauntlet for ourselves.
Yeah, do a self gauntlet.
Well, okay, if I throw something out, then this is something we have to then do in the live show. So, okay. You want to see horses on stage?
Well, look no further than what Mike's got in store for you guys. Because you're going to be calling him Mr. Horse after this. Believe you me. Yeah.
And do you want to see a real life centaur?
Then Ben Partridge is your man.
Oh, you got me.
Yeah. Ben Centaur Partridge is
Oh, great. So that great. I've been hoisted by my own petard there. Now I've got to graft my torso onto the body of a horse. Great.
Yeah, but I don't think that's enough these days. It's not enough, is it? I think that needs to be... You need to add some sort of escapology element. I think once you've grafted on, I think we need to be dumping you in a big vat of water or something, chained up and...
Hang on, you're saying that if I appeared at the London Podcast Festival having turned myself into a centaur, people wouldn't be interested?
It's not
That's just a filter
days.
On TikTok, mate. Exactly. That's nothing.
People will think that's nothing more than clickbait.
Yeah.
There's got to be something else. Yeah.
Okay, what if there's me as the centaur...
Yeah,
and then next to me is the creature that's created by my human legs and the horse's head.
Ooh.
So the opposite centaur.
So it's very top heavy, very slow, unwieldy animal.
Yeah, it probably can't hold itself up particularly well.
Yeah, that might be quite good.
The negative centaur.
What's that? Top half of a cow, bottom half of you.
Horse.
Cow. Where's the cow come from?
What is a centaur again?
It's a horse with the torso. Arms and head of a human.
Which is the one that's like a goat? Isn't
that's a fawn, isn't it?
That's it, fawn, yeah. You know, all these mythical animals and creatures like that, yeah.
Which won't be quite so mythical on the 2nd of September.
As Henry is converted into El Chupacabra live on stage.
The man of 1,000 snakes. The man of 1,000 snakes coming out of his back.
That's right.
What is El Chupacabra?
I don't remember beyond him being some sort of South American horror ghoul,
okay,
possibly swamp dwelling.
So if you want dancing horses, a centaur, El Chupacabra, we might be overpromising here. 2nd of September, King's Place, London Podcast Festival, live stream available. Also, you can watch the live stream for 7 days after the show. So if it's the middle of the night for you,
oh really?
If you live in Wellington, New Zealand, you can watch it at your leisure.
That's quite good.